If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and let's talk laundry. On the line with us right now, Patrick Richardson, the laundry evangelist. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning. Hi.
Great to talk to you again. We were talking about necessary life skills yesterday and things you should be teaching your kids. It's Adulting 101, and doing laundry was the first thing on the list. And as we were going through the list, one of them was wash or change your bed sheets weekly. And I'm going to confess, I don't do it weekly, and I'll bet a lot of people listening don't do it weekly. Is that what we're supposed to do?
It's really the best. And I'll tell you, there's really there's a trick. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution, right? It depends. The more you sleep in, so if you wear, like, full pajamas, you can go a lot longer than, you know, if you only sleep in Chanel No. 5.
And there are people like me who use fake tan stuff, and you got to wash your sheets a little more frequently, or you see like an outline of a body in your bed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look like Law and Order. Yeah, you need that. You really, best practice is probably once a week. You know, that's probably the safe sort of number in there. And, you know, if you're somebody who hates to do it and you have laundry at home, you know, that does make it easier. The trick is just pull them off, wash them, and put them right back on the bed.
Yeah, and there's this new trend on TikTok that I saw. It's the wet sheet trend. Do you know about this?
No.
You take wet sheets and put it on your bed and turn the ceiling fan on, and that's supposed to prevent wrinkles. Now, I don't think that's good for your mattress, but what do I know?
It's funny. That makes me nervous. I think, I'm with you. I don't know that I'd be willing to do that to the mattress.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Right. You are a host of The Laundry Guy on Discovery Plus.
Yep.
You have two books, House Love and Laundry Love. And did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm when it was on?
I loved Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You know what I think of? When Larry got the kid the sewing machine when he was a little kid, that's what I think of with
that's
you.
That's absolutely the best episode. That's the best episode of that entire series. I love that kid. That is, without a doubt, it's so funny that you... I mean, that is literally my favorite episode of that entire series, because I loved that kid being obsessed with Project Runway.
That kid's great, but I'm thinking of you, because you got your first... You wanted was it a toy laundry machine?
It was a toy washing machine, yeah, when I was 3, from Santa.
and that's when it all began for you, huh, Patrick?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Santa knew, you know, Santa just knows some things kind of early on.
Oh, you kill me. All right. So now you're teaching, like, there's a laundry camp. I was on your website, and I have seen so many cute things, including that llama dust mitt that it's adorable. You have a lot of cool merch. And tell us about this laundry camp.
Yeah, so laundry camp. I need to do one in Chicago.
Yes,
I gotta figure out where. It's like a 2-hour. Like, I'll take you through how to wash everything you own. So it's how to sort, how to wash. You know, because I think everything goes in the washing machine, like including like your tuxedo, and then how to care for stains. So it's literally kind of soup to nuts how to wash every piece of fabric in your house.
Okay.
It's about 2 hours.
That is just amazing. LaundryEvangelist.com. We're going to take a quick break. We have some questions that are coming in, so hopefully you can answer. All right, excellent. 312-981-7200. He's the laundry evangelist, Patrick Richardson. If you have any questions, you may be doing your laundry wrong. 312-981-7200. WGN. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We are talking to the laundry evangelist, Patrick Richardson. And we have some listeners that have questions for you. Let's say hello to Kathy this morning. Kathy, you're talking to the laundry evangelist.
I use the laundry pods, those little pods, and they leave marks all over my darker clothes. How do I avoid that? Those marks?
Well, I'd say the first way is to not use them. There's enough detergent in one of those to do five loads of laundry. So they just don't rinse out. And so those marks on your clothes, actually detergent left in your clothes. If you want to use them, the one thing you can try, is putting vinegar in where the fabric softener goes. Sometimes that will help break down more of that detergent, and it will wash away, but they just are. There's just a lot of detergent in those.
I didn't realize that. I can do five loads of laundry with one pod.
Yeah, there's that much detergent in them, so it's the equivalent of doing five, But you can try, since you already have them, try putting vinegar where the fabric softener goes. Sometimes that will help.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You know, see, that's the thing, Patrick. It's you think, oh, these clothes are so dirty, I'm going to put so much detergent in there. And that's actually defeating the purpose, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I always say the example that I always use is washing your hands. Like, you know, remember we all learned to wash our hands in 2020. And, you know, you put a squirt of soap on your hands and you put it under the sink and you sing happy birthday twice because it's 30 seconds. And it rinses away, and your hands are really clean. Well, if you pour the entire bottle of soap on your hands and you sing happy birthday twice and you run the water, your hands are still going to be sticky because that's not enough time for all that soap to come off. That's what's happening to your laundry. There's just not enough water to wash away all that detergent.
And your clothes are not going to last as long, and it'll smell good, but you're getting like a coating on your clothes, correct?
You're getting a coating, and actually, one of the jobs of the detergent is to grab all the dirt in the water that comes out of your clothes, like all the tanner from your sheets. It's supposed to, it all comes out into the detergent, and if it can't rinse away, it settles back into your clothes. You're literally walking around in dirty clothes. And that's the reason, like, for example, that people end up with dingy white.
Yeah.
It's always too much detergent.
All right. 815 has texted us. I washed a dress with a Hello, My Name Is sticker on the dress. What's the best way to remove the sticky residue after already having washed it? Thank you.
This is one of those. It's like one of those questions of time. So put some liquid hand soap on where the sticker was, you know, because the paper part of the sticker is going to be gone. It's just going to be that sticky goo.
Yeah.
Put some liquid hand soap on there and let it sit like a couple of hours and then scrub it, or like, I shouldn't say scrub it, scrape it with like the edge of a credit card and like scrape that goo off and then put it back through the washer and it'll be on. The oil in the soap will actually break down the sticker.
And use hand soap, not laundry detergent, for that, correct?
Yeah, because you really want that thick, you know how hand soap kind of has that thick, oily feel? You want that thick, oily feel. And hand soap is gentle. Dish soap is probably too harsh.
All right, I stupidly did laundry, and I forgot about it, and if you really smelled it, it was a little mildewy, so I just ran it through the wash again. I know I wasted water, but is that the best way to get rid of that?
That really is the best way to get rid of that. I mean, you probably could have just run it through a rinse. You probably didn't have to go through a whole cycle, but I mean, that's the best way to get rid of it, and it's ultimately the most gentle way to get rid of it, because anything else would require, like, using an oxygen bleach or, you know, something like that. And you probably just didn't need it. Just a rinse kind of does it.
And what about cleaning our washing machines? I have a Whirlpool that's over 25 years old. It's still kicking. And
tanks.
Yeah, they were made so well. And that's what the repairman always says. The new ones aren't going to last as long. But do we really need to clean our machines?
It really is best if you do it. It depends on how much detergent you use. Less detergent, you can go a little longer. But just dump a pound of borax, and usually borax comes in a 4-pound box as a tip. But a pound of borax and a gallon of vinegar, and run your washer on the longest, hottest cycle, and that will clean everything. The borax kind of scrubs the drum, and the vinegar breaks down all the detergent in the washer. It gets rid of, if there's any mold or mildew in there, vinegar will kill it and take it out. It's a kind of a great sort of cheap trick. It costs you about $2.
That's worth it. And warm water, cold water, what should we be washing our clothes in?
I live and die by warm. If we lived in San Antonio, Texas, we could use cold, but we don't. You're in Chicago. I'm in Minnesota. Our cold water is just too cold. So I kind of live and die by warm water.
Will you please come to Chicago and teach a laundry class? Because we all need to go.
Figure out where. That would be so fun. Because I love coming to Chicago. You all have great food.
Well,
And, you know, I can get a good hot dog. I've been wanting a hot dog all week. So
mustard, very hard to get out.
Well, you know, it's funny. Oxygen bleach. It's hysterical. I actually did a show that aired in Chicago. I did specifically Chicago stains because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And I did mustard because, and it was hysterical because I was going to do ketchup and mustard. And the guy looked at me and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot it's Chicago. Just mustard.
Right. No ketchup.
And, you know, it's oxygen bleach. We'll take it, like literally we'll take it right out.
Well, you are a font of information, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. We have to get you to Chicago. Patrick Richardson, you can go to laundryevangelist.com, and we're out of time. We got to talk to you again, okay?
Yeah, anytime. This was fun.
Okay, thank you so much, and happy washing.